But I have smelled them on the roads in different places, you know. And they have came around my home, and I just live up in the area.
Uh-huh.
You should smell them come around there. You should smell them, you know. They come around looking for chickens and things around the place.
They're kind of pretty looking things.
They are pretty. Uh-huh. They are pretty. But when they hice up their tail, you better go. They're going to pour it out on you. Mm-hmm.
What do you call a little thing that lives around the water? It's about that big round, I guess, a little animal, and it hops along.
It's a toad frog.
Now, what do you call the great big ones that live in the water?
Cuda.
Hmm?
Cuda.
Okay. And, where are we? I'm getting ahead of myself here. Would you call the kind of frog that lives on the land a different name from the one that lives in the water? Or would you call them all toad frogs?
No, just some of them that lives in the water are spring frogs.
Okay.
And them that live on the hill, they are toad frogs.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait?
Gust worm, wraith worm.
And what are particularly large worms called? Do people have catawba worms around here? Or sawyers?
Yes, they do have them, but I'm scared of them thing. I don't fool with them.
Well, now, are catawba worms big worms?
They ain't so big, but they kind of low. And some of them are large, too. But they're about as large as my finger.
Ooh.
Yeah, like that, you know. A white man asked me the other day, Nancy, you got any catawba worm around you? I said, no, I ain't got them because I don't want them around me. Because, you know, a certain time of the year, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
They just get off the tree and just walk all over the place. You got to get them out of there when time come over, they'll get out the cell.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want them.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm scared of them.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Oh. Lightning bug.
Okay. What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and it has filmy wings? It has two wings on each side of its body. And they grow to be about that long. What do you call an insect that looks kind of like a wasp and it builds a nest out of mud?
Great dog.
What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
What?
Nuts that get ripe underneath the ground.
Peanuts.
Have you ever heard them call anything besides peanuts?
See. No.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy, what, his father? The boy?
Hmm?
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, like if a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too or something, you'd say the boy, what, his father? How would you express the fact that the boy has the same kind of appearance as his father?
Well, I'd just say, well, that boy do it such like that. He does that just like his father.
Okay.
He act just like his father.
Okay.